we are back. Of course, you are listening to Davin's Den. It's been a good show so far.
Mm-hmm.
On the last segment, we were talking about bullying with Sensei Russ Fredico of Success Martial Arts in Goshen, New York. He was telling us about his new anti-bullying initiative. Then we had a caller call in, so that was some good stuff there.
Yeah.
So maybe Anthony was bullied out of a job.
I think he was.
They bullied him out of a job. He was corporate bullied.
No, they trolled him right out of a job.
They trolled him out of a job.
You know what? That wasn't even a real email from Sirius. He's really still employed.
It's all a
that's a ploy.
That's all a big ha-ha.
Yeah, that was those internet trolls. Uh-oh. They just went, hey, how about we send him an email? Like, they fired him.
Well, as I said, as a tribute to Mr. Kumia. We played some Rotgut.
Mm. Yes.
Some of his bands. So, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if in the next couple of months you see a Rotgut show or two.
No kidding.
There was talk of it.
Of course there was talk. Everybody was drunk and you were there.
But speaking of Rotgut, there was a video we did. It was like an Electric Shock OJ video.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that'll go over well.
Well, the funny thing was, is we did this 20 years ago. And
it doesn't help his cause.
Well, Ants in Blackface. You know, to portray OJ.
Yes.
You know, the rest of us, we were all dressed like white inmates. We're in this jail cell mock-up we made up and stuff like that. And I'm over the house on Saturday, and I go, did they find the OJ video yet? And he goes, yep.
Oh!
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Gawker got their paws on that. Oh! Right away. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we'll move on.
Yep.
Bunch of savages at Gawker. Animals.
Yep.
All right. So, we'll do what we'll do. I guess we'll try to do Scam Busters, and we'll do Scam Busters. And if there's time, we'll get to Scamming Scammers. We'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
You look a little upset. We'll try to get as much as we can.
What? Sheru only shows up for this.
Yeah. Well, then maybe Sheru needs to get here a little earlier, and then her feelings.
Well, thanks a lot. You don't like the rest of the show?
Yeah, seriously.
No. She's been here for a while, but I mean, this is like her favorite thing.
Don't be a lawyer.
Well, then don't throw Sheru. Is she there all the time or not?
She's here, but this is her favorite part.
Oh, all right. Well, everybody can have favorites.
Yeah. Mm.
But she's not going to bully us into doing the show she
wants. She just
wasn't.
Said yay.
All right.
Anyway, we'll just do a 5-hour show and make you animals happy.
Hi.
Joe will be passed out.
Listen.
Joe, what do you think?
If this is what you want, you savages, this is what you're going to get.
Yes. All right. So we'll do some Scam Busters. Scam Busters, of course, is brought to you by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and privacy. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. Hey, Joe, you know how long tonight's Scam Buster song's going to play? Listen quick, kids. It won't be here long.
That's how you judge how backed up we are.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. enough of that shit. The clock's running.
I almost didn't even let the urs get out. We'll do the extended version some other time when I don't feel like
we're
doing
scraping
show prep.
For stories.
Yeah. Come on, guys. Nobody did anything.
Yeah, let's. You know, I liked it so much, Joe. Let's hear it again. Scam Buster. Get on the internet and find something.
Pip, can you tell a story so we can play blah, blah, blah?
anything. But that is not tonight.
No. Not
jammed
tonight.
Action pack tonight.
All right. So when we last left Ann Jackson, former super anti-scammer, now potential helping the scammers or scam victim, I gave her an ultimatum that if she didn't get her act together, I wasn't talking to her anymore.
Yeah.
That was pretty much the gist of it.
Yeah, I bet that frightened her.
February 23rd, 2014, star date. Mr. Davin, as every conversation should begin.
After you drink the Lace Sierra Mist.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Davin.
If you're a hairdresser.
I changed my views on Obamacare.
Look at that. That's good soda.
Good.
Get him more.
Drink the Kool-Aid. I don't care.
Or the Sierra Mist.
whatever the savages drink, German. You drink as well. All right. What do you want? Do you think IP is correct? Remember, I asked her for the IP addresses.
Oh, right.
For the email. Japan police also made a mistake to arrest the wrong criminals. Again, we're seeing more of these mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. Bankers make mistakes. Anti-scammers make... There's only one person who doesn't make mistakes. Please tell me what you want. Why not call that stupid bank, lawyer? I gave you all the info. I have no idea how you will do the investigation. This we know.
Oh, yeah, we know you have no idea how to investigate something.
She just explained everything.
There you go. Done and done.
You don't know how to do this investigation.
This is
asshole.
The most cohesive thing you've ever said. I'm glad we got you to this point.
I bet the people are going to the chat room are like, you know what? That explains it all. I feel sorry for this asshole.
Climb it up. Bing. I don't know how to do it.
You just thought she was on to, you know, she was part of them. And now, Jesus Christ, you don't know. Okay.
They've been waiting for this admission.
The revelation,
yes.
Yeah.
Much like when Belinda asked for money, everybody waited for this.
Yes.
Okay. If you think this wastes your time, please stop it. Do not help anyone because I will never help anyone. The truth is that these...
Yes, and your point.
The truth is that these people are stupid and they do not know how to help the victims. Fucking idiot IC3 Brown Cotton.
Who's not real?
God damn it all!
I used to not include the language. Like, I used to say, like, effing. But, like, one time, I was like, well, you know what, I'll go... And, like, Pip, like, we had a... Like, I had to get the chair Scotch guarded. She was so excited about hearing...
while I'm having a drink. You know, if I spit out, it's not my fault.
The chairs are Scotch guarded for me. The console is Scotch guarded for Joe. And this place is a mess.
I feel like a Gallagher audience. I gotta come with rain gear for my own damn show.
You sat in the front row, sucker.
Stupid waiting for Shamu to splash. Yeah.
I don't like to be called Shamu.
Oh, wait, he did it at the compound.
Oh, yes, hot tub.
And apparently I brought him.
Yes, you did.
Hot tub Shamu.
Hey, I'm just glad we weren't the bad ones you brought.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. The truth is that these people are stupid and they do not know how to help the victims. Fucking idiot. IC3 Brown Cotton took the money from one victim called A. I'm going to leave it at A. It's a real victim. He is hiding. He does not reply to the victim. Second, he does not explain the whole procedure to the victims, but asks the victim to pay for the fees to open the case file. And then he asks to pay for the transfer fees. Here is my question. How about the money laundering issue? These fucking idiot people are not helping people, but destroying the victims. They do not know the funds transfer well, and they will ask the victims to pay for this and that. Will the funds be out? And we've investigated the funds.
Right.
And we've gotten some answers and some not answers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, not every bank runs everything exactly the same, and this is international banking, supposedly.
Yes. Very good. Right. My true case. Stupid bank lawyer Morris Maribe said that the funds was transferred to Australia, and then the bank asked me to pay for the tax clearances. This is fucking idiot man. This is why I post him on that site. Because remember I said you... Remember I said, you know, I saw you talking about him on this site, you know, months ago. What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
Are you yanking my chain? Because if you are, I'm out of here.
Right.
That fucking bitch, Jennifer Green, 19, cheated on me, and she wanted the dead man's money. She told me her father was going to die. She needs help. This fucking bitch is greedy and used me. She will choke the money and die for it. She is a fucking liar. Packer D. Green, she means Parker D. Green, and James H. Miller are fucking mafias. These are the soldiers, again. They are Americans. IC3 Brown, FBI, Cotton is also American. The hunters report me, but why not report these fucking people? Report them if you think they are scammers. Also Jennifer Green. So I write to her.
Oh, God.
You need to do research. The question is where it has always been. Are you a victim who is naive and should not be helping other victims, or are you part of this and now wasting my time? Every search linked to the Yorkshire Bank and number you received is tied to a scam, and I gave her the page for that, the link. If you have the IP address for the emails between you and the various scammers, send them to me. You said you have them, so send them. If not, my involvement with you is finished. I try to help you, but you can't provide AKOs. That's how you can identify somebody's actual military or email IP addresses. You know what an AKO is, right? Former Marine, Sensei for Deco. My advice is stop talking to these scammers who are never who they claim to be and, quote, never, and I put, and never help, I put that in quotes, a scam victim again.
Right, yeah, quote unquote help.
The number you gave me to contact Morris is a number tied to scams. It's not a bank number. It's a number given to Marks to appear official, but is not. I have no issue exposing all this. I will. People have little doubt about that these are all scammers. It is you, the one who was the vaunted scam hunter that they have questions about. The IP address would be useful. Do you put A, that was the victim, in touch with these people, or did she find them on her own? Mr. Javin. Just like reading that.
Good day, sir.
I'm gonna have my daughter start referring to me as that. Mr. Javin.
I would like a perm today.
Are we going to karate? Do I have to wear my gi, Mr. Javin? Well, you'll have to ask the sensei. Mr. Javin, did you dress me in pink? I did. Inside dojo humor. Anyway, by the way, send a fax to Interpol Eric Bohr, the Interpol guy she's talking about. He will be fired soon. Why not? They took my money because they asked me to open case file. He said the funds will hit my account, but never due to the excuse from the high court. And by high, I think she means high.
She's smoking something.
This is fucking lies. They said they want to help the victims. This is his message before. This is the Eric Bohr's message to her. Kindly ask the victims to file their case to us here, including all the details of payments, amount paid, where fees were sent, and also the telephone numbers. Thanks, Eric. This is grooming. This is grooming this Ann Jackson to feed them, get all the information. So now we're not just fleecing you, Ann Jackson. We're going to fleece all these sheep that think that you're the answer.
They're giving us all the information.
Right, and plus you brought up, do your research. What did she? She didn't do any research.
Well, she thinks she did.
Well, she thinks she did, but she did not. You know, no verification, no nothing, and she just simply fed these people to them.
Yep.
And then this is from Interpol, Sarah. She can open her case file now. Ask her to contact us now, Sarah.
Interpol, Sarah.
Interpol. I'll give her a poll, Mr. Javin. I'm going to see if this idiot FBI man will arrest so-called hunters. He is going to arrest some hunters. Ha ha ha! He is a fucking liar. I want to laugh. He is coward hiding behind the mail address. Report them if you think they are scammers. Go ahead. So now they're going to report scam hunters and...
Oh, my God.
And then she gives me all the contact information that she's given me before with free email addresses from alleged government officials and bullshit sites and everything. None of it tracks back to a real FBI agent. To a real military person, because we, as we've explained on the show, you know, certain ways to do this. A .gov, all right, you're talking to somebody from the government. .mil, you're talking to somebody from the military. That's a good. If they don't have that, then you ain't talking to the real thing.
Yahoo, now we're in dangerous territory.
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Now I have spoken to...
Now you're a Yahoo.
I have spoken to my Pentagon contact on Gmail, but that's after we've spoken a whole bunch of times using his official military thing. So, I mean, we've already vetted each other, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And most of our interaction, we've been talking for months and months, is still through his official email address at the Pentagon. All right. Anyway, so gives me all the bank information. They go, Mr. Davin! They are criminals because they want funds from a dead man called Jimmy Jones. They know where the funds is. Jennifer.
Wait.
They know where the funds
is. Can I raise a hand?
No.
Who the heck is Jimmy Jones?
We haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, all right.
But they know where the funds is.
Yes.
Blinded by the scammers. Sucked up with bullshit. But they know where the funds is.
Are you making light?
Yes.
Yes.
Blinded by the light.
It's our job. That's why you hired us.
The pay's right. You get what you pay for.
Yeah, you got it.
That's right.
Jennifer wants the funds, and she was there to claim the funds. She lies to me. We've discussed this, how she got hit by a truck.
And wee, all the bags of money went flying up in the air.
She lost the money I sent to her, so she asked me to pay for the fees again. She is a fucking liar. Yes. Yes, she is.
Did she pay the fees again?
I see Three Brown Cotton is fucking idiot because he wanted to fly Japan, but he went to North Korea. And from there, come to Japan.
He's not a liar. He needs a map.
The chat room.
Perhaps, Joe. Perhaps a GPS, a Garmin would have helped.
He's got that asshole from Southwest calling a flight like we had, and nobody corrected him.
Well, I wasn't there.
I wasn't there to correct him.
The chat says that the funds are with Flight 360. Yeah,
oh, there you go.
Right? There you go.
I wonder if that idiot Cotton Brown is on it. Let's see. But he went to North Korea from there and there to come to Japan. He's a smart FBI man. People will laugh at it. Actually, you're right. I don't think for the reasons you think. Fucking Soldier Miller's whole name is James Harrison Miller. Please check it in the military. He told me his grandmom is Stacy Moore. Stacy's mom? No, anyway. Fucking Soldier.
Got a scam going up.
You're funny. Fucking Soldier Green's. Fucking Soldier Green's whole name is Parker Desmond Green. They are Americans. Those hunters report me. I have no idea why they do not report these people. Who scammed whom? And I got to tell you, good use of the word whom. Because most of us would have screwed that up.
Yes. So. Who scammed who?
Who scammed you?
Oh, really? Are we doing Davin Send the Musical tonight?
Yes, we are.
Okay. They're scammers. They're full of shit. time, stupid. Let me read. We're running short of time.
So just had the inner monologue I usually have with myself.
We got a sponsor in. Don't fuck up.
It's down to the opera.
You actually understand how this show works.
It took time.
This years, things so might go a lot smoother from now on. Joe's on board.
Anyway. They are Americans. They Brown Cotton is going to arrest the hunters. I am waiting for the truth. He is a coward. I do not believe in him. I do not see his arrest now. And then she goes, P.S., these people are fucking idiot.
But have you, have she, I'm sorry, Dev, maybe she, has she addressed the IP addresses, why there's no .gov, not, okay.
Well, I mean, I can only present the facts. Getting a response to that
because
is
because all of, you know, it's just that lying, well, he
well,
said.
Well, this goes to the thing that we think maybe she's not all there. Or maybe she's denying.
Well, like I said before, maybe that's the last glimmer of hope, and the whole ball of cart, you know, her, she will be an emotional wreck. Incapacitated emotionally if she discovers that these guys aren't real and she's trying to hold every glimmer of hope that she can till that day comes.
PSS. This is after the fucking idiot.
The woman gets
yes.
One woman called and then she gives the name of the victim who actually called our show when we started this, mm-hmm. who actually turned me all into this.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Remember, because somebody reached out to me.
Yes.
Can you mm-hmm. So this woman's actually called into our show. I don't remember the name she used. That's why I'm not using it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, it's probably best.
But this called... whatever, fell in love with Green, and this woman reported me. Why not report Green? And this is true. They did. This woman did fall for this scammer. Why not report Green? He is real. Green told me he also reported her. This victim's name's still there. I do not see any arrest. And then this is me responding. People like that victim trusted you. You were supposedly an expert. You were held in high regard. After looking through everything you sent me, you were never an expert. At best, you got scammed by this syndicate. At worst, you knew exactly what you were doing. You do not do the basic research. You believe lies and excuses without verification, and you come to the truth very stubbornly. I am sorry to be harsh, but this is the reality. Only way I believe you are a victim is if you give me the full IP addresses. Tell me exactly whom you have sent to be Parker Green's new woman, and explain to me if you set A, that was the other victim, woman, up with this group. You still have never sent me real emails of how you first contacted these officials, how you came to find this group of scammers. If you want me to say that you are a victim and not a scammer, then provide what I ask for. Otherwise, you are on your own and I can't help you. I spent a lot of time on this and you never give me what I want. It's like marriage. You just provide me with what I already knew.
Yeah.
Of course, I will report these characters are frauds and warn people to steer clear of them. You should never, ever consult with a victim again. I hope this is because you are not up to date on how sophisticated these scammers are. Mr. Javin!
I could do that.
This is the last and long mail for the conclusion.
Yes.
I do not want to waste your time. I want to start to read it like Green Eggs.
Green Eggs. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to be a mime.
I do not want to waste your time. I do not see why you don't see this a crime.
I do not want to pay a fine.
Desmond Parker Green, not lime. This is what you sponsor. Let that.
This is what you sponsor. Right on. Right on. I love that man. I love that man.
Break another board on Joe's head for celebratory.
Let him. Get him on I-beam. I don't give a shit. I love that man.
The chat's loving it. They're Mr. Devin.
I do not want to waste your time anymore. I must work hard because I need to pay for the bills and debts. These people, Miller Green, Eric Boren, Brown Cotton, Morris Mariba, and Jennifer Green, destroy my real life. They are not human beings. They are black mafias. Savage animals. My scam cases.
I'm sorry.
Well, you see, Joe, this is what the black mafias do. You're not reading the news?
Yeah, right.
My scam case is a murder case. These people...
What?
I'm sorry.
This is the first time we're hearing this.
One pig stood up. What?
My scam case is a murder case. This is the first time we're really hearing this. These people know how I have funds, and maybe this is why they do this to me. Who knows? I cannot read their minds. What's the matter, Pip? You're having orgasms over there.
The chat is cracking me up. They're going, Green Eggs and Scam. Green Ann and Scam. They're having a poetry contest in the chat, and it's killing me.
We'll display all good poetry submissions on the Davidge Den Facebook.
Right, there you go. Work hard, kids.
Killing me.
I don't send. She goes. I don't send money anymore because I am also a victim. These people want to use me only. She's saying she's a victim. The truth. All the people are using me and trying to kill me. I can understand her feeling like that.
Yeah, yeah.
About the hunter side. People do something wrong to me. Let me ask you one simple question. Why do I need to make videos to warn people if I am a scammer? Excellent question. But I would say, well, to groom people to lure them in.
Yeah, but I mean, we saw, what's her name? Yuliana Love doing that. I don't know that they're using my pictures. I understand my pictures are online. Porny pictures of me. People using them and saying that I like to bake banana bread.
Oh, by the way, about her.
Very good.
About her. Everything I thought. Everything I thought. Oh, pretty much everything I thought about Yuliana.
Right.
Was pretty much confirmed to me this past week, but I can't put it on the air. But yeah, pretty much dead on.
We'll chat later.
I can't really talk about it, but anyway.
What?
But whatever.
Okay.
It's my Italian grandfather. Hey, what have you been up to? None. You know.
Doing things.
Doing things.
Don't tell me about it, Grandpa. I don't
nice
want to.
Nice TV. Yeah,
she goes, how will you reply to me? It's easy to think about it. That effing victim that called in.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did it wrong. That fucking victim that called in reported me as a scammer who deals with the drug. She's a liar. I never commit crimes. I never smoke and I never drink alcohol. Then you'll never go to a compound party.
No.
Why do people like to lie or change words? Can you imagine that? About these people I sent you, my judgment. IC3 Brown Cotton is really idiot in some ways. He destroys the image of the FBI because of some mistakes. I do not respect him at all. He even arrested some mafias and criminals. He's very stupid because he went to North Korea and then to Japan. He told me that is the only left route. He's fucking asshole. He's not qualified to work at the FBI. Again,
he's
dead
not
on.
No, because he doesn't.
What? Or to work for
Sensei's
an airline.
Asking, where do these people come from? Well, this one from Japan.
Yes.
But, you know, I feel bad for this one. We're having fun, but I feel bad for her. Interpol Eric is a fucking mafia, even he once arrested the terrorists. He is an asshole because he is racial discrimination. He said to me, Asian people are fool.
Are fool.
And he said it exactly as the way an Asian person would.
Asian people are fool.
Kept it
fool.
Real. He kept it real.
Leo.
Wheel? He kept the wheel?
Wheel.
He kept it Leo.
Leo.
This fucking idiot, Interpol Eric Bohr, should get punishment. I'm going to send facts to the head office of Interpol soon. Soldier Parker Green and fucking Miller should get punishment because they threaten me a lot. Especially Miller. We've
they
read
threaten
them.
Me a lot.
We've read it. They have.
Yeah.
This Miller is a fucking mafia. He used me because he had gold bars, which we discussed a little bit, and Parker Green asked me to help him, but he never returns the money to me. Even stayed in Bagram Base fighting for the peace in another country or went for raid in Afghan. I guess
they all get a quilt and start beating, infiltrating a quilt. Hey, get it away from the cat. We're in here now.
He cross-stitched when he shouldn't have.
Put it over your head. So put it over your head and hide.
Thank you for your service, Nana.
Did I ever tell the story where I was doing a show and a woman started broke out in quilting in the middle of it? I think I told that on the air.
Yeah, yeah. I've done that too, yeah. The YGA shows.
YGA.
Or the Jewish shows, like the Jewish shows.
No, it's just one woman in a regular comedy.
Oh, really?
Yes,
I used to do all the Jewish club shows. They just love bringing it into there.
Knitting.
Right. Back to the anyway. These two people are real soldiers. Why not report them? Parker Green has a scandal with the victim who called in. This woman said that I destroyed her life because she loved Parker Green very much. This woman reported me. She is a motherfucker.
Ah, yay!
She is very good at lying. A lot of people are, apparently. Jennifer Green, 19, is an idiot who lies to me at least 3 times.
Why is she Jennifer Green, 19? What does that
That's
mean?
That's her age.
Jennifer Green, 19? She says it like this every time?
Yeah, that's Desmond Green's
daughter.
I got
a funny feeling with this story. Jennifer Green, 74.
Jennifer Green, 19.
She's also good at using... why do I hear something now? What the hell? I hear like a little scratchy scratch. All right, anyway.
No.
I'm like very sensitive. Mm-hmm. I'm like a dolphin.
Right. Funny.
Get off my foot.
They are.
They are. They're non-human people in India, Ross says. Russ.
She is good at using excuses, and she chokes my money. Americans are like this with no responsibility? Bunch of questions. Yorkshire Bank lawyer Morris Mariba is an idiot bank lawyer. He does not help the victims well because his job is to get certificates which prove anti-money laundering. You must pay for the fees when he goes to high court. Their conspiracy. The bank was looking for me, and they asked me to claim the funds, but I never... why does Jennifer want to go to RBS Bank in Scotland? Why did Miller inform me about the funds? It is easy to see that they want the funds and they want to destroy me. They asked me to borrow money, tried the best, and acted fast. Jennifer said she confirmed with the bank, and then she asked another payment 3 or 4 times for her food and stamp fees and tax, 2014. Do you believe in them? Do you think they are human beings? This fucking Jennifer asked for $200 US. Do you believe it? Never. This seems a little bit of a moment of clarity here, actually.
Yeah.
But she's not claiming that they're not real.
No, she's not. You're right.
That's the problem, dude. She's not.
You don't have to convince me.
I know.
I'm on your side.
But it just perplexes me. It's an emotional thing. To admit they're not real will destroy her emotionally.
Yeah.
About the victim side, in 2011, I consulted the local police, and they told me to report to ICPO, Interpol. Victim A got scammed, and she maybe gets involved in money laundering. She paid the fees to scammers via the bank, and I think that is real money mule. So she's calling this victim a money mule, knowing what she's doing.
Wow.
Then I did tell her about IC3 Brown Cotton. I have no idea if Brown Cotton explained her well about the whole procedure of how to deal with scam cases. Well, I'm sure he explained it somehow.
I'm sure he tried.
Brown Cotton is very idiot because he always asks the victims to pay fast, and the way he does is like scammers. Truth.
Oh, like scammers? Honey.
Good pickup. Honey. Sugar. If Brown Cotton does not explain it well to her, Victim A has right to ask for the money back because this idiot Brown Cotton is hiding. He told me I would beg him and he would arrest me. Who is a scammer? I never take any money from anyone. The victim paid the fees to so-called agent David Moore. This David Moore, of course, is in Ghana.
Oh, okay.
Her problem is she never did take any money, but she didn't do her research and she's directing people to these people that are not real that are taking the money.
You're right,
Jeff. Yeah, she's like the scammer mule. Mm.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
It's like the horse whisperer.
Yes.
The victims have the right to fight for the cases because Brown Cotton is an idiot since he took the money from the victims. He must take the responsibility. He asked the fees to open the case files. What's going on?
I want a sugar cube.
I'm sorry. It just evolved in my head.
We thought you were upset and just didn't want to gallop. No, I just want a sugar cube. Can you go get me a bag of Dominoes?
At least an apple. Can I have an apple?
Yeah, have an apple.
I'd really like an apple.
How about hay? Hey, you want hay? No, hay sucks. It's a little rumor.
Is this like battling Mr. Ed?
They just think we like it, but we really like sugar.
I said nay.
They're not going to get you stories if you keep up with that shit, Ben.
I'm sorry.
Somebody wanted to give me an apple. I said nay. You get it? All right.
This is why your kind wind up being blue.
That's why you get home at 2.
See, this is your kind. This is man on horse crime. This is why you wind up being glue, because you're no longer useful. Yeah. I hope you're happy, Mr. Ed.
I don't like him.
Asshole.
Oh, my God.
But he never tells the truth to the victims, and then it could be scam. Report him to the head office of the FBI, because he belongs to the FBI. Goes back to Joe's point, still.
Yeah.
Drinking the Sierra Mist. Idiot Union Secretary is not qualified to work for UN since he is idiot. This is Melvin Santos. He promised to me that he would deal with the criminal cases by law. What is fucking law? You have to pay for the fees. If you do not, he will never help the victims. UN pays attention to human rights. Do you think this so-called idiot Melvin pays attention to human rights? What do you think? By the way, he's an old man. He should get stroke and soon and die. He will.
Wait a minute. Is this our old compound
office? It's like the news feed. What are they saying about me? Well, here you go.
You don't want to know.
Joe, do you work for the UN?
Yeah. I think according to them that you'd be in the ICU right now, Joe.
Oh, yes.
These people look down upon people and never respect people. This is why I always insult them a lot. My conclusion...
You don't say.
My conclusion and my advice.
Oh, good.
Scam case is a criminal case. It goes for law enforcement. This is not a domestic, but an international case. If you have any questions, please consult the specialist. Okay. It involves in money laundering. Maybe you also get involved in crime. It is dangerous. So-called Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr are fucking cowards. Because they are hiding, and maybe they are monitoring this site and try to catch if I commit crime. They are fucking assholes. If they ask for the payment, they should explain it well to the victims. This is the truth, and there is no need to hide. I have no idea why they do not reply to you. They are fucking coward, and they are scared to get killed by the terrorists. Brown Cotton warned me that the terrorists will come to kill me. This is true. He threatened her, and she was scared. Yeah, yeah.
And she bought it.
That's a bullying thing, ironically. That's a bullying thing that those guys do.
Yeah.
This is the last one. I will never bother you. So there you have it.
Wow.
And that concludes the saga?
For this week.
Oh,
okay.
So any thoughts before I go on to the next thing?
it's frustrating how close she is just on the precipice of understanding that they're fake. But it, like Joe said, like, and the chat was saying, it's going to be a long, long fall if she all of a sudden has the light go off and goes, oh my God, this was all fake.
Well, I mean, we're done. There's nothing more to do. She's done with me.
Yeah, she's done with you, and but she's still believing what they say.
It's just frustrating that you're telling her, you're asking. She's willing, well, I'll give it to you, and you're asking her the IP addresses that have a .gov at the end. That have
well, those are email addresses. That
well,
have
email addresses yeah. rather that have the army. I forgot what the army
dot mil
dot mil stuff like that. That she, you know, and I think for her to provide that to you, and for you to take that, and for you to come back and go, these are not real.
Yeah.
These are not real. That would be devastating. There might be something that, and believe me, there are things that are reality that you don't want to face. That
sure.
Sometimes you get the, and it would be a devastating thing.
Yeah.
And you shy away from it, you still go with it, mm-hmm. no matter what people say or what you see. You know, it's true, it happens. But, but you know, and for, it's just a simple question. Just give me the IP addresses.
Yeah.
She won't do it.
She won't.
Won't do it.
Maybe there's a part of her that doesn't really want to know. She doesn't want to find out that it's not real.
Then she can't go on in the route she's want. If she walked away and said, look, I think I'm being railroaded here, I'm just going to walk away. But if she still wants to lead a scammer group, if she still wants to carry on and correspond, if she still wants to believe that these guys are incompetent or not real, mm-hmm. and if she still wants to not provide the email addresses to verify everything he's telling her,
yeah.
somebody that he, you know, she says he could trust and he brought on, she's got a very big problem, and it's an emotional problem. That's something that, like, a therapist could fix.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What happened?
One of our international fans. Hey, Heidi. I was just, when you guys were talking, because people Facebook me, too.
Sure.
So, listening to your show now while painting in the middle of the night here, wondering how you're going to send that ice cream to me here in Norway. Well, I have a truck. It's a little noisy.
Gonna have Brown Cotton handle it.
That's right. Brown Cotton will fly over there when he's done with North Korea.
Russ says the neighbors are going to complain.
Yeah, but we got yeah, we got to get a good ice chest because you're going to fly the ass backwards way to get there.
Now, as a tribute to our friend, there'll be no chocolate ice cream, but we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt, and we will sell swirl.
Mm. Oh, you know, well, there you go.
Because it's kumbaya, MFers.
No, kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
Oh, that was a stretch. Did you pull something?
I like that
one. Of course you did. So that needs to tell you all you need to know about that.
You know...
You're just jealous because you didn't think of it first.
Yeah. Yes, Joe, I live in jealousy of you. Now I'm going to go online and bully you about it.
I'll set up a site.
Yeah, you will set up a site, but nobody will join.
Call it Dick Eldorado Pig.
Kumia Baya, you savages. Kumia Baya.
All right. Now we're going to team
now
up.
Now it's done.
shall we get to Pip's stories?
Yes. Sharu and I are dying.
All right, calm down, you two women. Play stupid music.
It's used to it.
Is this the new Rocket song? Just like a
dream. All right, enough of that.
Enough of that. All right.
You ready for the home stretch, Mr. Curry?
Yes, sir.
All right. So when we last left, my girlfriend, who I've been talking to for a very, very long time, like 8-10 months, something like that.
Yeah.
She did something that I did not like. My co-host loved.
Yes.
Our chat room loved.
Whee!
She asked me for money.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and we had not really had something like this since she asked for the diamond ring, for the wedding ring, in January when we video chatted.
Right.
But David, asking for money is how women express their love for their man.
Well, she's in dire straits. She wants to go back and learn how to sew.
Yes.
She wants it. So
it's for her education.
So shortly after that, I got offline abruptly, and I said, I got to go.
Bye.
Bye. I was like, yeah, I got to go run some errands. And she's like, what errands? I'm like, yeah, I didn't respond.
Yeah, you're just like, I got to go to the bank. And Western Union.
So April 4th, that was. I did not speak with her on April 5th. I kept a low profile.
Look at you.
April 6th, she gets me. Hi, are you there? She goes, I guess you don't want to talk to me. See you when you want to talk. Take care. Bye. I go, hi. She goes, too busy, I guess. I go, I said hello. I go, she goes, okay, but I can't come later if you are busy. I go, I will not be around later. If you wish to chat, I can do so now for a bit. She goes, where will you be going? I go, work. She goes, okay, what have you been up to? I go, just a lot going on. What about you? She goes, nothing much, just at home with Kasia, the daughter. I go, that is nice. How is she? She's fine. What's been going on with you? I go, just a lot. Don't worry about it. You have enough to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, she just wants to know what's going on. I go, were you able to get Kasia into school? She goes, she hasn't been to school this week because I couldn't afford it, but hopefully next week she'll be able to go. So what's up with you? I go, I'm sorry she's not been able to go. Have you been able to work with her so she can keep learning? She goes, yeah, I try to teach her from time to time. Won't you say what's going on with you? I go, that is good that you are working with her. I go, because my problems are not your problems, and you have enough to think about.
Look at you being all Mr. Evasive.
I don't want to talk.
Yeah, I know. It's like, my problems aren't your problems.
What's the matter? Nothing.
No. Oh, yeah.
I'm being the bitch again.
Yeah, that's
yes, exactly.
I've been told to man up at times in this relationship.
Lisa says, oh, the guilt trip.
Yeah, I'm good.
She's going to have to get on the bongos and make you a mixtape.
Will she fly over here and stand outside my window and hold
up a boombox? Yes, hold your boombox.
Just hear those stupid bongos. The wife looks at me and goes, I don't know. It was Joe's idea.
Bongo versions of Aerosmith songs to sway you. Walk this way.
Again, an excellent idea. Make that happen. She goes, okay, if you insist, even though I still want to know. I go, what do you wish to know? I go, why do you wish to know? Excuse me, why do you wish to know? She goes, because I care about you. I would like to know what's up with you. I go, a lot of work, new pressures to meet goals on my assignment, and death. It is just a blast over here. She goes, death?
Death?
How come? I go, wife's uncle passed away, and that was true.
Oh.
That was true.
That's right.
He was a very sweet man. I liked him a lot, and that was true. She goes, sorry about that. I go, thanks. I go, you're quiet all of a sudden. She goes, just thinking about the death. Has he been buried? How did your wife take it? She's asking about the wife. I go, funeral's tomorrow. She did not take it well. She goes, sorry about this. This is the time she needs you. I go, yeah, kind of an odd situation to say the least. Because remember, we're getting divorced.
Yeah, yeah.
We're Splitsville. She goes, nevertheless, put everything aside and support her. She needs you now. I go, that is very magnanimous of you.
Yeah.
Most women would not take that approach.
Right.
She goes, well, I'm a human after all. See?
Really?
See, you're not a savage or an animal. You're a human after all. You're one of the good ones.
God.
Joe don't want to laugh, but he has to. Let me send a tweet. She goes, well, I'm human after all. I know how it feels to lose a loved one. I go, I know, but your compassion is stunning considering the situation. She goes, thanks. I go, welcome. She goes, where is she now? I go, with her family. She goes, okay, how do you do your funeral? I go, what do you mean? She goes, how are funerals done in your place? Here it's done for 3 days. I go, you mean 3 days once you decide when the body will be buried? She goes, yeah, the wake, keeping the burial, and the Thanksgiving service, a day for each.
She's not Italian?
Never woke up with a horse's head next to the bed, so...
He knows.
I go, in America, there are so many cultures and customs that it really varies. It's up to the family what they want to do. This will be a simple ceremony where loved ones and friends will gather graveside to pray and say goodbye. Afterwards, some close family members will go back to his wife's house for some food and to talk a bit. Over the next week or so, the loved ones will be visited by friends to pay respects to the grieving and help distract them from the loss. But that is one custom, as I said, America is a melting pot. Basically, I'm describing a Jewish burial.
Yeah.
Actually, gave us the Shiva and all that.
I know, but the thing is, she thought you were a Christian, didn't she?
I think at this point I don't really have a religion because I was Christian, then I was Jewish, then I kind of gave it all up.
Yeah, but no, you just went to talk to a rabbi. That didn't make you a Jew.
Well, I was kind of Jewish for a little while.
Were you?
Yeah, this was before the black magic, I believe. No, this was after the black magic.
This was after the black magic because you went to talk to like different faiths because you're trying to figure out, oh, I'm a black magic guy. I'm all bad. I have to go talk for counseling.
I had to leave Christianity because the priest was giving me shit about what I was doing with her and not with my wife.
Right. So then you had to go and you talked to the rabbi for a little bit, and now you're nothing.
I'm a free agent, baby.
Yeah.
Rabbi gives him a little baseball advice. Tells him he's not in the lineup. Moves on.
Not comedy club advice. Anyway, she goes, I guess that's good. It's simple and economical. Ghanaians waste a lot of money on funerals. I go, it sounds like you do not like the Ghanaian way for dealing with the dead. She goes, it's not that, but wasting that much on funerals is not a good idea for a developing country.
Mm.
God, she's got her
pulse. How much does a pyre cost?
Look at this.
You know, how much does a pyre cost?
What's a pyre?
A funeral pyre.
So
I think
flames.
That's the way they bury. They make a pyre and they dance around it and that's the end of it.
No, we call those barbecues here.
Mm.
What?
Come to my house.
I guess.
Really? I hate to die in your family. Give me a casket and a can of gas and then leave.
Try to open up one of her closets. There's a good chance you'll die on the spot.
We don't have enough money. We just throw them in the dryer. Yeah.
You rake your leaves during the fall? No, we save them.
Grandma's looking a little weak-peaked.
I don't know what you're talking about. That's the cola, not in this basement.
Uh-oh.
This is a Diet Sierra Mist. That's what brings people together. Get your Coca-Cola out of here. Mr. Javon Demand.
I've gone to the dark side.
The right-wing cola.
Right. In Joe's America, everybody's drinking cola.
You're drinking cola.
None of that RC frou-frou cola either.
No. Good old-fashioned, real-life Coca-Cola.
Right. Anyway. Okay. I go, I understand what you're saying. What type of funeral would you like to have? You there? She goes, a simple one like yours. I go, okay. She goes, how are you able to upload that picture you I go, how are you able to upload that picture you posted on Facebook? I guess you're busy.
Where did she post it?
On my personal page.
Oh, I believe.
And what picture was that?
It was a picture of her looking good.
Oh, yeah. It was like your personal FB ghetto where she won't let anybody else go?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. She was looking attractive with the white tank top and the bosom. She had herself all done up. Hmm. Yes. Good looking girl. So I ask her that. She goes, I'm not. The internet keeps losing it. I go, okay. She goes, I did it at a friend's PC when I visited her. I go, cool. She goes, the phone I'm using getting spoiled. Some of the keys are not working well. I go, uh-oh, which keys? She goes, did you like the picture? And then she says, I find it hard pressing M. I go, I did. Very pretty. When is it from?
She's pressed M for money several times.
Moolah.
It's been getting easier by the week. Be a lot of
she wore it out.
Yeah.
more money.
With everybody else.
Yep, exactly.
Oops. The other guy she's beasted during the day.
It's starting to stick now.
She asked me if I liked it. I go, it did. Very pretty. When's it from? She took it at Granny's birthday. I go, when was that? She goes, a couple of weeks ago. I go, oh, you never told me. She goes, yeah, I know. I wanted to surprise you.
What?
I go. Well, it was a surprise, but you could have told me about Granny's birthday. Nice to hear good things for you. What camera did you use? She goes, use the phone. I go. Yours? She goes, a friend's phone. I go, nice. See how you able to load? Nice. So how are you able to load it from your friend's phone onto your other friend's PC? She goes, the same person who has the telephone and PC. I go, oh, very cool. Well, it was a lovely picture, and it was nice that you have access to a PC. What is his or her name? She goes, I don't have access to a PC. I went there to upload the picture, but I can see you don't like it. I go, why do you say that? A bunch of
what?
Question marks. She goes, I feel you are interrogating me about a simple picture. I go,
touchy you, all of a sudden.
All the shit you put her through.
Oh, I know.
The damn picture is the one that got her.
I don't know, Joe. Maybe she's like the black woman in Times Square. She had a bad day.
Taking a picture? Are you taking a picture of me?
That was like the damned onions with me and the fast horse, the fat horse child. Everything you ate.
This is the one.
You're calling
onions?
No moss on this? Really?
Really?
Have some more kibble. Yeah. She goes, I feel you're interrogating me about a simple picture. I go, you have a guilty conscience.
Yeah.
I did no such thing. She goes, I don't know why I should have nothing to hide about the picture. Why should I have a guilty conscience? I go, I do not know. I was making conversation with you and you feel like it's an interrogation. Apparently now I can't ask you things. Whatever. With all I have going on, this is the last thing I need. And that's what she said to me a couple of days ago. With all that she had going on, this is the last thing I need.
That's hilarious. You moo-goo motherfucker.
She goes, okay. I go, ah, yes. The passive-aggressive Belinda, okay. Which means I'm going to let you be butthurt, and I will not say a thing, and I will internalize it. How wonderful.
Boy, you turned that around. You were passive-aggressive for the past 15 minutes.
Right. And then 1 second, and snap.
Boy, you're the pot calling the kettle black, no pun intended.
Oh, no. Don't go there, Joe.
There'll be no Sierra Mist out of that kettle.
Yeah.
She asked, what is the data entry entity called? Remember, I tried to give her a job off on a Craigslist.
Oh, that's right.
I go, what? I go, I sent you the link. I thought you did not want the job. She goes, can't look at it on the phone. What is it called? I go, I do not know. Once you said you were not interested, I did not contact them. Now you're interested? They make payments through Liberty Reserve every Monday. She goes, no, but I know someone who will be. Is it still available? I go, they're hiring lots of people, I believe. Why would they take it and you would not? She goes, I enjoy the dressmaking and fashion. I go, I enjoy stand-up comedy, but I do a lot of different things to pay the bills, as we've established.
Smack.
It's called work, not fun.
And Joe's gonna.
Fake Davin's pimp hand is strong.
It is called work, not fun. I better get going. She goes, good luck. I go, with what? She goes, with work. I go, oh, thank you. I appreciate it. She goes, bye then. I go, bye.
Ooh.
Oh.
She goes, in case you don't see me online, it doesn't mean I don't want to talk to you. It's just that I can't afford the airtime. And actually, in this time, she did not use an M for a time. She used an N. So maybe there's some truth. Airtime. Well played.
Nice.
I go, I understand. Maybe I can call you next Sunday. She goes, okay, good night. I go, good night. She goes, to Naro? Hey, yeah, you know what? I'm just picking this up.
Look at this up.
It's true.
Yeah.
All right, very well played. I go, no, next week. Maybe around 1 or 2 in the afternoon. She goes, okay, I will be expecting your call. Okay, we will talk about it this week. I will probably need your number again. With all the numbers, I could probably call you next Saturday night, your time, but it would be very late. She goes, Taut, you couldn't call. What happened all of a sudden? I go, stop interrogating me!
Turn the old tables on
it. Sherry says, nunny grand.
I go, okay. She goes, okay, so what happened all of a sudden? I go, stop interrogating me!
You little bitch.
What an asshole.
I know! I'm not even her. I'm annoyed with you right now, fake Davin.
She goes, okay. I'll be traveling, so it is easier to make calls. She goes, where are you traveling to? I go, stop interrogating me!
Yes!
Ass.
Oh, I'm sorry. The woman that just asked me for money for sewing lessons doesn't want to work, and I'm the ass. What else? She goes, okay, I apologize for saying you were interrogating me.
Oh, she finally got it.
Yeah, or actually she wrote knee. She's very consistent with this.
Interrogating me.
I go, okay, I'll be going to Virginia for work and hopefully to see Richard as well. I gotta go. Have a nice night. Now, this is when Joe and I were going on, we were having our little spat. And we were working together down in Virginia.
Oh.
And, of course, Joe is Richard Eldorado. So if I had to make a call there and Stupid is talking in the background, well, that's just all good old Richard Eldorado.
And what was this? When we were at the gig?
When we were going down. This is leading up to that gig.
Oh, okay.
When yeah. This is the week before we go to the gig.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, oh, boy, what a week that was.
No wonder he was in a mood. Stop interrogating me!
Yeah, really.
All right, so that's pretty much it.
Oh! What?
What? No good?
No, it was good. But it's just like, Shara goes, Mavis coming back? No spoilers. No spoilers
no,
here.
No, now it's Navis.
Navis. Wow. That was very passive aggressive on both sides.
Who won?
I think it was a draw.
It was a draw.
That's why this girl has fans.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you like the stop interrogating?
Yes.
That was funny.
That was very funny.
That was funny.
Stop interrogating. Okay, I'm sorry. I said you were interrogating me. And then
she
left off asshole.
Nobody said asshole.
No, she did in her head. We heard it. You heard it.
The team did. Mother effer. Another effer.
Another effer.
Sounds like a peanut butter sandwich.
What is with this new goo? Very good.
Yes. I'll have another effort on rye. That's
right.
Awesome.
Time is drawing to a
close. The chat is complaining.
About what?
They said, no, way to leave us hanging, fake Davin.
Well, get me on terrestrial radio or syndicated and you can have it every day, real people.
Yes, that's hanging on you, Lisa and Sheru. It's all your fault.
Get to work.
Get to stepping.
Oh, man. Well, that was actually pretty good because it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do stuff next week.
Yeah.
Now, normally at this time, I read the plug for Success Marshall.
I would love for him to do
it. Well, no, he doesn't have to read it. He can plug it himself. He doesn't have to read it.
Love for him to do it because he knows what he's talking about.
As opposed to me who doesn't?
Well, no, he doesn't.
Do you
want to
say a little
you
wanna, plug
you
for plug, your, wanna plug? Say what you want to say about your dojo.
If you're interested in any self-defense lessons, come on down. We're at 301 Main Street, Goshen, New York. Thanks, Davin. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Pip. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks, Russ.
Thank you. It was really nice having you.
And that's, of course, you can check them out.
Let's hope that doesn't pass around as a bad rumor.
Yeah, now you're really going to get bullied. You're on with these nitwits? And, of course, you can learn more about Success Martial Arts at smacenters.com. And that's this is their Goshen location. Definitely want to check it out. All right. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. They'll make Francesco. You know, Mr. Davin would go there because it's got panache.
Yes, right, it would.
It's very Mr. Davin is panache.
I'll read it in that voice. That'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch and dinner at 568 McBride Avenue, Woodland Park, New Jersey. Or give them a call at 973-925-1100. 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
My word, lovely. I think we're going to go there and have some dinner.
Yeah, I think you should.
That would be lovely.
Nah, they love it.
And we go to the lovely SMA place, too. Kick some ass. Huh?
And we're
cool. Thurston, do you think that they'll have the kinds of food that I like?
Of course they will, lovely. This is not a pretentious attitude.
Oh, we'll go there, then.
Yeah.
Half a dozen in one. All right. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher style deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Yum. You go to there?
Oh, that's
Sensei place. Goes there.
Sponsors helping sponsors. Mm, very good.
I'm a Bronx boy. They're real.
Right on.
Yeah, they're Bronx certified bagels.
Well, there you go. They're dangerous bagels. Made by savages for animals, but delicious nonetheless. The type of bagel that if you were being attacked, you could soothe the savage beast with this bagel. Stop hitting me. Have a Goldberg's bagel.
Black belts love them.
Drop us. Could you call them and go, look, I'm another sponsor. It's cool. I was there. I love them.
Joe, if they love this character, they love this character, this character, they're fine with this. This is Joe's jizz sock. And I'm Joe Sloptel because I make a mess and I clean up Joe's problems. I now work Consul Joe for as his therapist as well. I cover him on a blanket when he lays on the couch.
I thought that the sock was his therapist and you're his lawyer.
No, he just works out stress attentions.
There you go.
I'm his workout.
You're his physical therapist.
Look at those forearms. Show just, some respect, woman.
Just on the right. Just on the right.
He goes both ways.
I gotta say, so I am so tired. I've gotten.
I was not happy with that post about that big black sea. That's my man.
So yeah, listen, when I have 9 hours of sleep within 4 days.
Yeah.
Back to the sponsor.
Gotcha.
Oh yes.
Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher style deli in Chester, New York. Great stuff. Every morning, wide variety of bagels are made on premises. You can't beat that. It's right there. They don't ship them in.
Nope.
It's not like you go to Fryhofer's and the day old nonsense.
Nope. There's no truck that stops off in the morning and drops the stuff. It's made fresh.
Are you anti truck?
Yes, because they make noise. Joe is.
Oh.
Especially ice cream ones.
Exactly.
Tom's going to get you for that.
Tom will be fine. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique deli specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy.
You're breaking my heart, mate.
Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut.
That sounds
breaking
awesome.
Breaking my heart, mate. You're breaking my heart.
Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli is great for you want to eat out or order in. Have them cater your next event. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. during the week, and on the weekends open at 6. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And remember, if you're a fan of this little show or you're a veteran, you mentioned that, you get 10% off. What's better than that?
That's very nice. God, I could eat bagels morning, noon, and night.
They rule.
Yeah.
They certainly do. And they soothe the savage beast.
Yes. Let's hear a missed diet.
Diet Sierra Mist. That's bringing right. Assholes together since 1988. Yeah. Serve Easy's VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. Serve Easy wraps all of your data in bank-grade encryption, preventing hackers, snoops, and even your ISP from spying on your online activities. Use it to secure public Wi-Fi hotspots or anytime you want to remain private. Serve Easy also hides your location, IP address, and other trackable information from the websites you visit. Take back control of your online privacy today with a free account from Serve Easy. Sign up at surfeasy.com or download it from your favorite app store. I definitely recommend. A lot of our fans have done that already. Side Splitting Productions, Union Comedian, DJ, Murder Mystery, Celebrity Impersonator, maybe even Anthony Cumia. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com.
Boxer.
That might be one of the higher end ones, but we might be able to get it for you. Do you want to live from the compound done in your house?
Oh, dear.
Actually, that would he might be making personal appearances.
Yeah.
No, signing autographs.
He'll be fine.
I'm sure he will be. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com or call us at 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. We want to thank Sensei Ferdico.
Yes,
Success
absolutely.
Arts
absolutely.
For, as always, supporting us and, of course, this great initiative.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank the caller who shared, dropped some knowledge on us about that like internet mm-hmm. pissing
the internet
thing.
Trolling, pissening.
Pissening thing.
Pissening.
Now Joe feels justified in spelling it that way. Right. And now I can use it in Scrabble.
Well, it's not turning it into a pissening contest.
Use it in Scrabble?
Well, I heard it on the internet. I didn't see it on the internet. I heard it on the
It's not in Webster's. It doesn't exist.
Well, it might. All right. Anyway, so next week, very excited about this. We're going to probably do some, well, we'll see, maybe do a little comics in the news.
Mm.
Hopefully not somebody we're friends with this time.
Yes.
We're going to interview Jay Marshall, who's part of an organization called GAME. It fights against pedophiles on Facebook, and he's had success, including hitting Facebook where it hurts, in the wallet. He's actually cost them some sponsorship
Good.
Dollars.
Finally.
So that's going to be very interesting. I'm looking forward to interviewing him. For next week's show, I'm sure our fans will enjoy that. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Joe, you got anything going on this week?
Yeah, I'll be at McGuire's on Sunday. McGuire's Bohemia. Go on governors.com. Check out McGuire's in there. Find out show times and tickets.
Pip, anything for Mr. Helix?
Not a damn thing.
Thank you guys for hanging out. It was a good show. Action packed.
Very good yes. show. Very good show.
And we all learned that everybody should have diets you ever missed in the house.
Yes.
And if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. Hey, and get me on Fox and Friends.
Yeah, work on that.
And thank you, New York Post.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good night.
He likes us. He really, really likes us.
Hey, Mikey.
Peace. Now I sign off.